It's 8:10 right now. I'd like to call this meeting of Community and Regional Affairs to order. We have here in attendance right now Representative Drummond, Representative Reinbold, Co-Chair Nagiak, and myself, Co-Chair Gabrielle Ledoux. And we also have with us Chris Jones of the Recording Office and Alec Giudici of the LIO. And we have our committee aide, who is Dirk Moffett. We've got one item on the agenda today, and that is House Bill 163. The sponsor is Representative Wilson. Representative Wilson, would you like to come up and introduce your bill? And introduce the gentleman with you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, my name is Representative Tammy Wilson. I represent District 2.
For the record, Brandon Brzezinski, staff to Representative Tammy Wilson.
Thank you so much, Madam Chair, for taking time to hear our bill today. House Bill 163 will establish a new emission standard for solid fuel burning devices within the state by allowing only the cleanest burning devices to be sold at local retail stores. Those who have a solid fuel device currently installed are grandfathered under the new emission standard and would not need to convert their device immediately. Currently, a PM 2.5 non-attainment area has been designated by the U.S. EPA within the Fairbanks North Star Borough. During the winter months, air quality status can reach unhealthy levels for many of the people who reside within the non-attainment area. HB 163 ensures the most efficient EPA-certified appliances are installed as homeowners naturally upgrade their units, saving Alaskans money by reducing the cost of space heating and the amount of wood that they burn. Additionally, by installing the best technology, air quality at a neighborhood and regional level will also improve. This is important for the overall health of the communities and for achieving federal attainment with EPA. Finally, HB 163 guarantees an individual's right to use a solid fuel burning device in accordance with their budget and local and state law. The consequences of not reaching EPA PM 2.5 attainment status stretch beyond health concerns. If attainment is not reached by 2014, and this is for the Fairbanks North Star Borough, the EPA could sanction the state of Alaska by withholding federal highway funds for the non-attainment area. This would prevent many of Alaska roads and transportation in our area from being constructed or upgraded. In fact, as long as we're a non-attainment area, if any construction goes on, or even military, if they're looking for troops to go into our area, they must take into consideration that we're a non-attainment area and whether or not that will add to our issue or not. So it affects pretty much everything that happens in the borough at this particular time. HB 163 is a proactive statewide bill and will hopefully prevent additional communities from being a PM 2.5 non-attainment area. House Bill 163 will be another tool to avoid EPA sanctions while also improving energy efficiency and the health of Alaska's residents. It is our belief that if we would have had such a bill in place at the time, hopefully we would not have been a non-attainment area. And with that, Madam Chair, I would like to have my aide walk you through the sectional.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Section 1.
Excuse me, could you identify yourself again for the record?
Sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry. For the record, Brandon Brzezinski, staff to Representative Wilson.
Thank you.
Section 1 will provide a limitation of burn bans for certain municipal air quality programs. Section 2 adds the new subsection under 4614400, prohibiting second or third class boroughs or second class cities from implementing a solid fuel burn ban unless authorized by the governor in an emergency situation. Section 3 lists prohibits the burning of certain materials. It also clarifies a person may not sell a solid fuel burning device that exceeds the emission standard established by the Department of Environmental Conservation. It establishes the statewide particulate emission standard for solid fuel burning devices at 2.5 grams per hour for each 200,000 BTUs, or British thermal units, of heat output. And it also provides DEC with a procedure for adopting a new emission standard. It also establishes a procedure for approving the sale of a new solid fuel burning device that complies with the particulate standard. It clarifies that a state or local authority may not adopt a particulate emission standard that is different than is provided by the department. And it also clarifies that the device standard is not a limitation for hazardous air pollution or an emission standard for a stationary source.
Thank you.
And Madam Chair, I'm Representative Tammy Wilson from District 2, and just I want to just take a couple of minutes with some of the things that are in your packet to explain that this is not new regulations that we're establishing. To be able to do that, you'll find in your packet a list of EPA-certified stoves, and out of that list, there's over there's about 224 that would fall underneath 2.0 grams per hour, as well as you have what's known as outdoor boilers. I'm sure you've heard a lot about them. 10 of the 36 would currently qualify. Technology is making them cleaner, so this is right now the minimum. We see more coming out as more states have issues with the EPA and the non-attainment area. We also have within your packet a letter from the EPA, and in that it states that with using cleaner devices, the burn cycles are cleaner. One of the big issues that we have in the Fairbanks North Star Borough is that most people get up about the same time every day, and so the first thing you do is you start your wood stove. So that, you know, that heat all day long, we get very little air movement, so that fills up the air shed. And then if you're lucky enough and get any kind of air movement, everybody comes home about the same time every night, restarts their fire, and by lowering the emissions out of these types of stoves, even the beginning will also lower. And lastly, most of you are familiar with what was called the IM program. It was with your cars when we took them in and we had them checked. Well, I'm a firm believer that it was not the IM program that made it so that we were okay with the CO. It was technology that did it. It was catalytic converters that were added to our cars that eventually got us into attainment. And also the older vehicles, you know, sooner or later here, even in Alaska, finally dying, people have to buy a newer vehicle. But if those catalytic converters had not been added, the likelihood is Anchorage, as well as Fairbanks, would still be doing an IM program. But, you know, thankfully we did have that happen. So what we're just trying to do is we're trying to be, again, proactive, making so that we're putting the cleaner devices. It would help our wood stove change-out program. We're now approximately 73% already do 2.5 grams or lower, but 25% are doing higher than that. And the reason they can do that is it's in the certified wood stove list. To be certified, it can go up to 7.5 grams per hour, which if we had wind, that would probably be okay. But with being in a valley, it just holds all that smoke right into our area. So this is a way for us to be able to easily get us, you know, into attainment area without the alternative, which would be possibly a burn ban or fining our residents for trying to heat their homes. This last winter, our average temperature in November, December was approximately 30. So we saw a lot more burning going on. We saw over $4 a gallon in heating oil, which is still good compared to other areas of the state. And so this is just another way to be proactive and put, we have what's called a state implementation plan. That's an agreement with the EPA on how we're going to try to reach attainment. And this would be another step in the right direction. And with that, if there's any questions, we'd be happy to answer them.
Let me begin. I've got a question. So what's the rationale for precluding second and third class boroughs or cities from doing any sort of regulating without the permission of the governor declaring an emergency, and first class ones can do what they want?
Madam Chair, it doesn't have to do with regulating. It has to do with burn bans. Mm-hmm. Second, third class boroughs and second class cities do not have police powers. First class boroughs and cities do. And therefore, the City of Fairbanks, the City of North Pole, Anchorage, they have police powers. Therefore, to put those kind of regulations in, they would be able to do the follow-through. Boroughs do not have those powers.
All right. Thank you. Representative Reinbold.
First of all, I think this is an awesome concept. So I think it's a good bill overall. I just have a few questions. The DEC, what does the DEC think? What do the municipalities think? Because it looks like they're stripped of a lot of their power, if you look at the sectional analysis, and then why is there an indeterminate fiscal note?
Representative Reinbold, through the chair, we did meet with DEC yesterday. They had thoughts that they thought we were making them set up a whole new regulatory status, and that was not our intent. It was to use what's already out there, the EPA certified and qualified list, as well as the borough for coal has already set up measures for that, to where they have to be underneath a certain level. It would be up to those companies who sold those types of appliances that aren't EPA certified to have their own testing done. Right now, DEC can lower the emissions like this bill does, but the process is much more detailed. It would take them a year to 2 years to do that, and for the borough, we do not have that type of time to do it. Ultimately, we know gas will solve our issue quicker than anything else, but there will still be a big portion, not just of the borough, but of the state. Even when gas comes, we'll still be using solid fuel burning devices. So the only thing it really takes away from the boroughs itself is the first and second class boroughs, and that's just when it comes to banning.
Representative Reinbold.
Okay, and so just as a follow-up, the penalty, is there going to be a penalty if they do this? Is this punitive? I mean, also, is the capacity there? I mean, are there enough stores that are selling, and is it very, very expensive for them to change if they are using, you know, this type of, you said 27%, I think?
Mr. Reinbold, through the chair. Everybody who has a solid fuel burning device right now is grandfathered in. This would be so that when you went to the store and you bought a new one, okay. It is, you know, our intent that when you walk into a store, you look at what there is, not what there isn't most of the time. What is currently happening with those that don't have catalytic, they actually have catalyst on wood stoves. Those that don't, a lot of people will buy them as what is known as backup heat, so when your electricity goes out, your pipes don't freeze. But we also know your backup heat, when oil gets to $4.55 a gallon, guess what? You know, you want to start using it full time. So this way, we would just assume everybody who's putting in a wood burner would be using it the majority of the time, and it would only be as you upgrade. We would not be forcing anyone to do it before that time.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm still confused about the second and third class cities and boroughs. I mean, I know that second and third class cities, I mean, you're right, they don't have police powers, but still they enact ordinances and regulations, and if I'm correct, I think that since they don't have police powers themselves, that the state does the follow-up. The state troopers do that.
Madam Chair, I can speak for the Fairbanks North Star Borough. For any of our ordinances, the state police do not take care of those. Any ordinance that we have on other types of zoning issues, what has happened in the borough is that they just write letters and kind of get a little nastier in the letters, trying to pour somebody to do it. But as far as the police powers, like you would have if you were in the city of Fairbanks, where a police officer actually could go and tack a notice or fine or stop you from doing that, you could only possibly use code enforcement officers in a second or third class borough, which does not have the same kind of powers as police.
So what is Fairbanks?
Madam Chair, we have the city of Fairbanks, which is the first class city home rule, and we have the city of North Pole, that is. The Fairbanks North Star borough itself is a second class borough.
With no policing?
Correct.
Power?
Correct. And Madam Chair, if they chose to do that, let's say they decided to do what the municipality of Anchorage has, and they want to go to that step and become, you know, a first-class borough, then this would no longer pertain to them. What we're trying to do in the bill is really distinguish between the two, who has the powers and who doesn't, and where it makes sense. Right now, the state, you know, has those powers for statute, and that's why a lot of boroughs decide to become a second-class versus a first-class, because they don't want the police powers necessarily. Sometimes it's due to the cost, sometimes it's due to the size. The size of the Fairbanks North Shore Borough is the size of New Jersey. For us to go and have police like the city of Anchorage would be a tremendous expense for the amount of residents that we have. And that's why you only see the city of Fairbanks, which has approximately 30,000 of the 100,000 population.
So does the Fairbanks North Star Borough, besides emission ordinances, what sort of ordinances do they promulgate? I mean, they must be doing something. So, and would anything that they do not be enforceable?
Madam
because
Chair,
they don't have police powers?
Madam Chair, the only ordinance that I know they do, they have for animal control. And they do take those people to court for dangerous animals. But for any others, you know, I think it's been 15 years since they ever sued anyone over an ordinance. Currently, we do have a citizens initiative in the Fairbanks North Star Borough that doesn't allow this activity to happen because the citizens have basically said that the state has those types of enforcement, those types of laws, and at this time the borough does not.
Thank you.
No problem.
Anyone? Representative Drummond.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Representative Wilson, for bringing this forward. I've been following the developments in the Fairbanks area for quite some time. And, I was on the assembly that stopped the IM testing program in Anchorage, which had its effect. We still don't know why we went from having still air in the winter to having more activity. But as cars got newer and people replaced their vehicles, just like these stoves will eventually be replaced. I know, however, that the citizens of Fairbanks North Star Borough are very industrious and capable people and capable of keeping their old stoves running for a very long time. Has there been any analysis done of what will happen if many of these stoves do not get replaced, and how does that help the EPA understand your situation in that part of the country?
Through the Chair, Representative Drummond, we currently have a state grant for a wood stove change-out program.
Mm-hmm.
And so the figures I gave you came from that change-out. It is our belief by dropping it down to 2.5 grams per hour and maybe even a better incentive to get the older stoves out, because mm-hmm. currently the way it used to run, and they changed it a little bit, is you had to have a non-certified EPA stove. So they got a big bang for their buck when they did it.
Mm-hmm.
They have now changed it to where if you have anything over 2.5 grams per hour, you can do it, and you actually get a little extra incentive by doing the 2.5 grams per hour. What this would do that would help the borough in itself is everybody would be going to that point. And mm-hmm. in our state implementation plan, the EPA wants to see as many things as what they count as being permanent. So this is permanent. Once, you know, if this were to pass, would be that now people don't have that option to buy in the higher mm-hmm. types of emissions. And so it helps us there. They know that we don't have a modeling yet, you know, for the borough to say that if you did A, B, and C, you would definitely get to the point, which is very frustrating for our community.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're finally starting to get those pieces in place with the trucking program. And then, you know, here where we're trying to bring in the cleaner types of appliances. What's been interesting with the change-out program is, in Fairbanks, we are definitely stuck in our ways. You know, we love our children, and we love our wood stoves. And so we usually want to keep them until, literally, they break. But the amazing part, as those have finally changed out, they're really amazed how far these stoves have come to where it takes less time to start them up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they burn for longer hours. We're starting to see more they have logs now. They're compressed wood that you can actually put in. They're even cleaner. They're almost like using pellets. Right now they're still pretty expensive because of the shipping cost, but we're hoping to see possibly Toke doing those and having them and not having that shipping. But we have a lot of things that are getting us closer and closer to getting there, but what this does is it allows the borough to maybe up their program to know that now people will only be buying cleaner stoves.
They simply by limiting the stoves that are available for sale to compliant stoves rather than non-compliant stoves.
Through Chair Representative Drummond, yes.
And I assume that the dealers of the stoves no longer sell non-compliant stoves, and this is simply keeping up with the market.
Through Chair Representative Drummond, they do not sell non-EPA certified stoves, but they do still sell stoves that are above that 2.0 grams per hour, but they are certified.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's it for now, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Before we go on any further, I want to note that Representative Foster joined us probably about 5 minutes ago. So, does anybody else have any questions for Representative Wilson or for Mr. Brzezinski? So, do we have anybody online wishes to testify? Do we have anybody in the audience who wishes to testify? Well, then, what's the pleasure of the committee?
Do
we both have one?
Yeah.
Representative Nagia.
I move House Bill 163, 28-L, LS0248/P from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Hearing no objection, the bill is moved from committee, and it is 8:30, and the meeting is adjourned.